Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Avos, Parak Hey, Mishnah Tezayin and Yud Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. Shishi B'zachar to find receiving a Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Tezayin says Kol Ava Shitalu B'Davar. Any love which is dependent on something, Batal Davar B'Teilo Ahava. If that thing now disappears, if it's batal, if it's nullified, it's not here, so then the love is batal. V'she'inu Tali B'Davar. But if the love is not totally on anything, it's not dependent on anything, so Ainu B'Teilo Ilham, it's never going to be batal. And when we say Ava She'inu Tali B'Davar, that doesn't mean that it's not dependent on anything, because love has to be dependent on something. It just means that it's dependent on something real and lasting. In other words, the Mishnah is saying that any love which is dependent on something that's not real and lasting, it's not meaningful, it's not going to be there forever, so then it's batal and the love's not really there. Only if the love is dependent on something that's real and lasting, then the love is lasting and it's real. Now we give an example. Ezvi Ava Tului B'Davar. What does it mean Ava, which is Tului B'Davar? Zu Ava's Amnon V'Tamar. This is the love of Amnon and Tamar. We know David HaMelech had many children from multiple wives. One of them was Tamar from one wife and Amnon from another wife. Amnon desired his half-sister Tamar, and he ended up doing a terrible act to her, and the reason why he, so to speak, loved her, the Pasuk says that he loved her, is because of her beauty. Now, beauty is something that's not long-lasting, especially not external beauty, and that's considered Ava, which is Tului B'Davar. It's something which is not lasting, it's not going to be there forever, and therefore the love is not real. And V'Sheinu Tului B'Davar, says Mishnah, what does that mean? Ava She'inu Tului B'Davar? Zu Ahava's David V'Yohanan's son. This is the love of David and Yohanan's son. David HaMelech had a very close friend named Yohanan's son, who's the son of Shaul HaMelech. And really, according to the ways of the world, they shouldn't be friends because David was the king who took over, and Yohanan's son technically should have not liked him because his father Shaul was the king, and which son of a king wants somebody else to come and take the kingdom away from them, but not them. David and Yohanan's son had such a strong bond. Yohanan's son actually told David, you're going to be the king and I'm going to be your helper. And this is considered Ava She'inu Tului B'Davar, which means it's not totally in something fleeting. There's something real and deep to this love. That's because they just wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. They want to do what the right thing was, so that love lasts forever. And moving on to Mishnah Yud Zayin, Kol Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shemayim Seifa L'Skayim. Any Machlokes which is L'Shem Shemayim, it's going to end up lasting, which could mean either that the people who are involved in the Machlokes, they're involved in this discussion or this fight, if you will, this argument, they're going to end up lasting, they're going to stick around, they're going to be here, because L'Shem Shemayim, they're just trying to clarify what the right thing is. V'she'en L'Shem Shemayim, but if the Machlokes is not L'Shem Shemayim, Ein Seifa L'Skayim, so the people involved are not going to end up lasting. And Ezui Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shemayim, what's Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim? Zu Machlokes Hillel V'Shamai. This is the arguments that we find between Hillel and Shammai, and we find many arguments between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, which is the Bata Midrashim of Hillel and Shammai. This is L'Shem Shemayim. They're just trying to figure out what the proper halacha is, what the proper derech is, and so these people definitely were lasting, Hillel and Shammai. V'she'en L'Shem Shemayim, what's concerned not L'Shem Shemayim? Zu Machlokes Karech V'Chal Hadasai. This is Machlokes of Karech and all of his band with him. That was not L'Shem Shemayim, and we know what happened to Karech and everyone. They got swallowed by the ground. Now, another explanation that's really part and parcel of this is that what does that mean, Seifa or Ein Seifa L'Skayim? It's referring to the goal of the Machlokes, not the people involved in it, but what they're arguing over. So if the Machlokes is L'Shem Shemayim, so the whole discussion, whatever's at hand, that's going to end up lasting, because again, as we said, they're trying to find out what Dvar Hashem is, what's the halacha, what's the proper way to act. So that's going to be long-lasting. Whatever they come out with will have a kiyum, as we see with Hillel and Shammai. We bring their opinions down all the time in the Mishnah and Gemara, as opposed to the Machlokes of Karech V'Chol Hadasai. What did Karech want? He wanted kavod, and he had the hepecha kavod. He got the exact opposite by being swallowed in the ground. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Chasin Yud Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.